welcome. Like I said, this is another beautiful Tuesday. The lovely Bibiana Mangal, our Miss Universe representative, is in the building with us this morning, and we get to get an insight, and we just want to say good morning. Welcome, sweetheart. It's such a pleasure. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Yes. So, we're getting right into the... We don't have much time. Half an hour is not a lot of time.
It
so,
is
we
not.
Really want to get to know a lot more about you, since, of course, you're also going to be not just about yourself in the next coming months or weeks. Is it months or weeks?
Weeks.
Weeks. You're definitely going to be representing us.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Sure. No. So, it's important for us to get to know a little bit more about you. Tell us a little bit about growing up. What was growing up like? What were some of the things that you enjoyed growing up? What was your school life like? What were some of the things you wanted to do while you were at that tender age?
I was fortunate to be growing up with my mother, my father, and my sister in a household till I was about the age of 6. However, I grew up with the aspirations to be a model, to become an actress. But my father, however, his career idea for me was law. So growing up, I was always in my household. We were always taught to be the best, go for the best, always put your best foot forward. Academically, that was the thing in our household.
Right.
So I grew up always pursuing the best in my education, always putting my best foot forward, always studying. However, my mother can testify, and she's listening right now, that I would put on my sister's swimsuits and model around the house. I would stay
in the house. Daddy must have been
up in arms. He was not having it. I would be in the house with my sister's swimsuit, not mine, I don't know why. And I would be modeling around the house, around the neighborhood, because I'm the top model in the community. I grew up right here in Lance Road. I did not have any of my immediate family around. However, we grew as a family. So I had that support from my parents to always push myself to be a better version of myself every single day.
Wow.
And so this is what I appreciate in my childhood the most. I've always had the support of my parents, no matter what. However, I still took my dad's advice, because he really did not think that modeling or acting was a real career.
Back then, yeah.
So back then, you know, and he's a little bit old school. So I had in my mind I would become a lawyer. So I went for that. I did my best throughout my school years, all the time, every term. I gave my all, and I succeeded academically. However, I still found a way to bring that modeling career back into my life. And I'm so thankful.
How does he feel about it now?
He's not proud.
Great.
He's the one talking about, oh, my daughter is Miss St. Lucia.
Absolutely.
But they do understand the balance. You need some fun and you need some academics in your life. You know, and I think now in this society, we're now appreciating that you can develop in pageantry. Mm-hmm. And this is something, I started pageantry in the year 2015, and now in 2019, it has grown so much, and it has helped me develop. And this is something that I'm very appreciative about. Because people think when you enter pageantry, you're just a pretty girl. Mm-hmm. But it's all about, especially the Miss St. Lucia, empowering women beyond beauty. Okay, so it's not about what do you look like, your physical, but it's your physical and the personality. What are you bringing? How are you becoming the best brand ambassador for your country?
Right.
And this is what it is.
So finally you're able to convince that's what it is about.
That's what it is about.
What about school days? What was school like? What were you like in school?
I was very quiet in school. Like I said, I was academically inclined. I always wanted the best grades for myself, because my father always taught me. My parents, unfortunately, did not get the education that they wanted. Mm-hmm. So they imposed it upon us to go for the best, be the best, because that's something no one can take
away
from
you. Very quiet. Academically inclined children are normally very reserved and nerdy.
In school, in primary school, I was very reserved. However, when I got into secondary school, I went to the St. George's Convent. Mm-hmm. I grew out of it. I became part of the drama club. I became part of the Save the Environment club. I started my own club, Fashion and Design. So then I started to get to know myself. I started coming out of that shell. I started being more of an extrovert. Mm-hmm. And I loved being me then, because I was just the social butterfly then.
Awesome. Wow. Well, we're going to come back and we're going to talk, dive into your whole passion, because you're so passionate about it, and
yes,
how you were able to marry the both and still at this point being the representative for St. Lucia, Miss St. Lucia, to represent us at Miss Universe. So
yes,
we'll come back and talk a little bit more about that. For those of you who are just joining us, it's She Speaks. Our guest this morning is Miss Bibiana Mangal. And of course, we'd like to take a word now from our sponsors, GK Insurances, the agents here in St. Lucia, EC Global Insurance Agency.
Women are not just angels on the road. They are angels off-road too. GK Insurance, through its agents, EC Global Insurance Agency, brings you Angel Advantage Plus. Get a level of coverage, support, and added value worthy of the high standard you set yourself every day. Contact us today at 451-3244. Angel Advantage Plus from EC Global Insurance Agency plus GK Insurance. Our strength is on your side.
And then once again, we are back, and Bibiana Mangal is my guest. It's She Speaks on Radio Caribbean International. Maureen Alexander, of course, it's a pleasure. Bibi, let's delve now into your academia. You went to St. Joseph Convent.
Yes.
And you later went on to South Louis.
Yes.
You're pretty young, still pretty young. So is there any plans, university? Take us, walk us through your... Well, we went through most of your St. Joseph Convent. Take
right.
us to South Louis. And what plans do you have, any plans, university-wise?
When I did attend Sir Arthur, I did study subjects, leading me on to law. However, when I started my first job, I worked with Flo. I did marketing then. I grew a love for marketing. Mm. So this is one thing that I would love to further my studies in. Business management to marketing. And with the Miss St. Lucia pageant, it did give all the contestants that opportunity to further their education, because we all got scholarships.
Wow.
To universities. So I'm really grateful for that. So after this show, I'm going to focus on being the best brand ambassador for my island. And after that, I'm going to take myself, and I'm going to grow more, further my education, and do what I have to do.
You've done quite a number of voluntary engagement. Tell us a little bit more about that, and how has that impacted you, and why you chose to.
I do voluntary work because I love making people smile. Sometimes we all go through our times where we feel like there's nobody there for us, and I do it just for that person. It could be a stranger, family, a friend, to know that somebody out there cares. So my family and I, we do our feeding program just to let people know, just to remind them that we care about you. My grandmother loves to feed the entire community.
Oh, yeah.
She could have one bag of rice and going to feed everybody. She makes it stretch. And I grew a love for that. I just like people to know that somebody cares. And for me, because in my household, every time I came home with homework, I know the struggle to not have anyone to really help you with your homework. So I started my own program, which I call Homework Saturdays, where I would be helping other students, even my own family, with their homework. It's a time for us to come together so we understand that we have each other to lean on.
This is amazing.
You know, and if you're not financially able to afford lessons like we do, then we have somewhere that we can come and we can help each other with our homework, with our studies. We all are preparing for exams during school, you know?
This is
I do it for the people, and I do it it makes me feel good.
Let us now into your world of pageantry, your passion.
Yes.
It's always been. And, of course, you continue to strive along that level. Take us through your Miss, participated in quite a number of pageants before.
Yes.
This is not just your first.
It is not.
I remember I had an interview with you sometime before where you were part of another pageant. And one of the things you said to me at that time is that you would love to be the representative.
Yeah.
Here you are today. I am here with you again, and you are now that representative. So talk to me about that.
You know, the funny thing is, one of my schoolmates from St. Joseph's Convent, she sent me a message and she said, remember when we were in Form 3, you said you will definitely be Miss St. Lucia representing us at Miss Universe? And I cried, because I've gone through so many pageants. And what people don't realize, no matter the outcome, I'm obsessed with growth. No matter the outcome, every single pageant has taught me something that I can take to put in towards another pageant.
Right.
And I felt like when I finally decided to do Miss St. Lucia, Miss Universe St. Lucia, mind you, I've always been practicing from a child. Bibiana Mangal,
right.
23, St. Lucia.
You did also went up for the Miss World.
Yes.
And unfortunately, how did that go down?
I was first runner-up for Miss World.
Right.
I was first runner-up for Miss World, but every single pageant that I did, I was always proud of myself because I did better than my last pageant.
Great.
And this pageant, I surprised myself, to be honest. I surprised myself because I knew I had all the weapons from the previous pageants to tackle this one. However, when I went in there, I gave it my all. I did not have any... not goal to myself to say, I'm just like, this is what you've always been, this is what you've always been dreaming of. You need to give it your all. You need to be unapologetic about what you want. You cannot just jump into the lions then and not fight with the lions. You need to survive.
You need to.
And this was my approach. So I took everything that I learned from every single pageant, no matter the circumstances, but there's always something to learn. There is always something to learn. So I took that and I put it towards me competing this year, and I made it.
Yeah, definitely. What are you looking forward to most, being the delegate from St. Lucia at the Miss Universe pageant?
I'm just looking forward to representing my country with my all. This will be the first opportunity to be a brand ambassador for St. Lucia on the global stage, and this is something I'm just excited about.
What about St. Lucia you think it's most that you want the rest of the world to know? What about our little island?
Exactly. We're a tiny island, and I'm competing against 98 ladies. And we're a tiny island, but we're yet so dynamic, and I want to bring that to the stage for St. Lucia. We have two Nobel laureates. We have the World Heritage Site. Why can't we have a Miss Universe? I mean, come on.
Exactly. One of your, I'm sure, pageantry counterpart, I'm sure, Erlika, has just captured a title over in Dominica.
Congratulations to you, Erlika. I'm so proud of her.
Right. And you know, we continue to see St. Lucia really set themselves apart in the pageantry world out there. It's more and more St. Lucia is being revered as one of the islands that you must look out for when it comes
exactly.
to
pageantry.
And so what are your thoughts, and how do you see it? How do you feel about that?
And like I said, from 2015 when I entered pageantry to now, it has grown drastically. And I think now that social media is more prevalent to us in this day and age, so we all have access to learning. We can all control our learning. It's easy to go onto YouTube and watch, okay, how do we speak? Rather than not finding someone locally. But then you can always teach yourself certain things. And the team is what that matters. Mm-hmm. Once you have a strong team, and you need to be patriotic to your island. Once you love where you're from, you have a strong team, and you know whatever, you know what you want to accomplish, there's nothing stopping you.
Once you believe
you just
in
have
it,
to,
it's
you
easy
need to
sell.
Believe in it. And you go full force. But I'm happy that St. Lucia, we're gradually growing into that industry.
Absolutely.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on women? You're around. I mean, you're pretty young, but quite very, very active and very, very focused, young lady. What are your thoughts on women in leadership?
Women, so it is, we do speak about men should be leaders and not women. However, how are we all placed into this earth? Placed onto this earth by a woman. A woman is the nurturer of the household. She is the one who birthed you. So she automatically is born with that leadership skills. And no matter what our sex is, man or woman, we all can be leaders. So we just have to give others a chance. And as a woman, we're naturally leaders. Because that's what we're made for. We birth a child. We're nurturing that child. We're developing that child into becoming a better version of themselves day by day. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Tell you what, we take another break. And then we come back. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about some of the challenges you may have faced along the way thus far. And how that you overcome it. We come back and talk a little bit more about that. A word from our sponsors, this is She Speaks.
Women are not just angels on the road. They are angels off-road, too. GK Insurance, through its agents, EC Global Insurance Agency, brings you Angel Advantage Plus. Get a level of coverage, support, and added value worthy of the high standard you set yourself every day. Contact us today at 451-3244. Angel Advantage Plus from EC Global Insurance Agency plus GK Insurance. Our strength is on your side.
Well, if you're just joining us, you're late. I'm going to rub that in. You're late. You miss quite a lot. But there's still some more. So there's I've got Bibiana Mangal, our Miss St. Lucia, Miss Universe representative. And we have been getting in to know her a little bit more this morning. And it was, yeah, a joy. We learned a little things that we didn't know before and all of that, you know, like growing up and stuff like that. So if you missed that, well, that's you. You can always go back on Facebook and look at it. Let's get into, you know, I mean, no life is without its challenges. Along your journey, especially in the pageantry aspect of your life, there can be so many trials that you face in this sort of environment. So you care to share with us some of the things that you remember, some of the challenges and trials that you probably would have remembered, and how they affected you then, and how you dealt with them, how were you able to cope with it and deal with it and get out of it?
My biggest challenge when I decided to audition for Miss Universe St. Lucia was myself. I've done because I've done so many other pageants, and I'm just like, do I want to do this? Do I want to go and not win? And I went into a mental battle with myself. Should I just forget about it and continue with what we can call normal life? And I went into this mental battle. I had to pray about it day in, day out. Do I really want to? Okay, maybe next year I'll tackle it. Okay, no, this year. And I went into that battle with myself. So I had to find myself. I had to regain my confidence and tell myself, okay, this is your time. If you want to accomplish this, get going. Do what you have to do. Get in preparation mode. It's like preparing for an exam. You don't go into an exam without studying, without mentally preparing yourself. So I had to mentally prepare myself. I had to study a lot about myself, go back into the other competitions that I participated in, which ones have taught me to be more confident, which ones have taught me to speak louder and clearer. I've had to take all what I learned from the others, like I said, and those were my weapons. And these I had to learn to embrace, to go on to battling myself, to being a candidate at the time, a candidate for the Miss St. Lucia pageant, our local leg.
All of that time you were having this battle with yourself, this mental battle, this self-doubt, this all of that. Was there anybody around who knew that you were battling that, or was it all internal?
I did not tell anyone that I was thinking about participating in the Miss Universe. This one, I kept to myself. So it was all internal, which made it worse. Because usually you can speak with someone and you have a shoulder to lean on. Mm-hmm. But I decided to take it all in by myself. You know, I think I'm a soldier. So I decided to take it all in by myself. And the next challenging part, after I was announced as one of the finalists for the Miss Universe St. Lucia leg, I had a full-time job. And I'm trying to battle, I'm trying to manage my time, which has been one of the hardest things for me. When I come from work and I'm tired, do I say, okay, I give up, let me go to bed, and I will worry about that pageant when I have energy? And I had to tell myself, no, if it's this is something that you want. So you need to manage your time. And I went and I did a 24-hour schedule. I said, we have 24 hours in the day. You sleep for 6, that's enough. You have worked for 8 hours, okay, that's enough. You have more hours in the day, what are you going to do? You're going to read, you're going to write down things you like about yourself, you're going to develop self, you're going to understand that pageant more. And I had to cut my hours, and I had to make 24 hours enough time for me to prepare for this.
Wow.
I had to. I could not give it up that easily. I could not. Because it took a lot of mental preparation, which is the hardest thing for me, to get there. So now I had to break myself down.
Was it all self-driven? Or somewhere along that you probably would have read some sort of... You do a lot of motivational reading.
Yes,
and
I do.
Inspirational persons, you know, like...
In school, I had my math teacher, Mr. Sab. He always told me, the only place success comes before work is in the dictionary. So I knew if this is something that I wanted to achieve, I would have to put in the work. So I could not just go to bed after a long day at work, even though I spent 10 hours at work. I could not. I needed to invest the time into this thing that I'm passionate about.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So tell me now, So other persons that are listening, especially young ladies like yourself, and just women in general that is tuned in, that is listening, in terms of they might be having some form of challenges, they might be having a level of self-doubt over something. It may not be pageantry, but it might be something else that they're experiencing, that level of self-doubt and that burden, some sort of challenge. You know, how would you speak to them? What would you advise them?
My first thing I would say to them is nothing good comes easy. Nothing good comes easy. So you need to go through difficult times to see that rainbow. After every storm, there is a rainbow. So no matter what you're going through right now, it only develops you to attack what's next to come. It only makes you stronger. So we need to embrace the negatives, take the positive out of it. Like I said, it's your weapon for you to take on the battles to come. So it only makes you a better person. But remember this, the only place success comes before work is in the dictionary. No, so we need to work hard to be successful.
Oh, this is amazing. I thought you brought your chaperone. We just your chaperone.
This is my lovely national director. She has put in so much work. Listen, Auntie J has broken me into so many pieces for me to be right here. I have cried. She has wiped my tears. She has given me that boost of energy that I need every... If I know by this time there's somebody I can lean on,
it's her.
It's Auntie J.
Because for a moment there, I was thinking, don't look like she depend much on anybody.
No, trust me. Even on my right hair, she had to console me because she knows what it's like. Mm-hmm. She's not new to this. She's done this before. She's been a model herself. She knows the challenges. So she's relatable. She knows when we're feeling down, how to tell us, you know what? This is the nature of the business. You need to suck it in, you need to show that you're confident, and you need to empower the rest of the women who want to walk in that direction as well. And I need to, okay, I'm going to do this. I need to get back straight, and yes, I'm not doing this just for me. I'm making the way for all the other ladies who want to walk that path. Right. It's not easy, but it's worth it.
Right. So you seem to be a person that is very... In terms of, you remind me a lot of myself. I keep my problems with myself. It's up to me. It's dependent on me to fix it and handle it. But we are now seeing that it's important sometimes to have a little
to have and stuff. And in all honesty, when I auditioned for Miss Universe St. Lucia, this is when I understood that you need to let go. You need somebody to just release to. Mm-hmm. Because when you keep it bottled up inside, it gets you a little more frustrated. And it can affect your mental.
It didn't make you feel any less of a person.
No, it did not. Right. So when I entered into that audition room with Joycey Metrics and the rest of her team, her panel of judges, they broke me down. I cried. Because they literally, it was tough. And I keep telling her, this is the hardest thing I've ever done. Because for me, I'm not used to speaking to people about my issues. Like you said, we deal with them internally, with ourselves. And they brought it, they dragged it out of me, they pulled it out of me. And that I'm appreciative of, because I'm able to speak more proudly of my issues. And if I'm going to preach, take the positive out of every negative, I need to embrace that.
Right.
I need to. And they've taken me to that place to embrace it even more.
So that's another little bit of advice for some of us that are out there.
Okay,
we need to handle this alone. We don't need to get anybody involved.
No, it's okay to talk about it.
Right.
It's okay. You need to know who are you talking about it to.
Mm-hmm.
You speak to mature individuals that have understood life, that have gone through life. So I'm not going to talk to...
Any and anybody.
Right. But you talk to people that will understand you, and that can give you some sort of encouragement. Yeah.
And you didn't die.
And I did not die. I'm here today.
BB, we'd like to take the opportunity to wish you the very best.
Thank you so much.
I think you're going to be an awesome representative.
Thank you.
And we want to also encourage you to continue along the journey. Certainly admire your volunteerism and your work. And you know what I mean? This is so cute that, you know, you just took it upon yourself to decide you're going to help young people with their schoolwork and homework. This is amazing, and this is definitely admirable. I wish more young people will just... see the need to do things like that. If we all were to take up a challenge like that and just challenge ourselves to do one favorable thing for someone in a way that you think that they cannot really meet the needs, and you step in there. Can you imagine how beautiful our world would be?
Oh, exactly.
So I think this is really a great example. I want to commend you on this one.
Thank
that
you.
Touched me. I mean, that one actually touched me. You know, so I want to commend you on that. I mean, and it's things like that when you go on out to the world at a stage like the Miss Universe.
Yes.
I think this is a sort of selflessness you'd like to show the world, because I think the world needs so much. The world have enough book learned persons and academias and all of that and geniuses. I think the world need a lot more of that sort of compassionate humanitarian sort of personnel to show the world that, hey, sometimes we just need to just let it flow like that. And I think you will be an awesome representative. And we were honored to have you this morning on She Speaks. And we want to wish you all the very best. When is the show?
The show is December 8th in Atlanta. It will be live on Fox. So tune in.
So we had to tune in.
You have enough time to organize your watch parties.
But there normally is a Joyce here that keep us posted, I guess, with the, we follow. Where are we following now?
We're following the official Miss Universe St. Lucia. So it's the official Miss Universe St. Lucia page on Instagram and on Facebook, and we will keep you updated there.
Right. Because
everything
there's
is
an
posted.
Element where we can actually vote and stuff,
yes,
right? So
yes.
We had to make sure we put our whole hearts and hands into that.
And just vote. This morning we posted the host city, which is Atlanta. And it's December 8th, so you have enough time to organize your watch party. You need
That's
to support.
Right. Agreed, totally agreed. Thank you so much again, and all
thank
the best.
Thank you so much for having me. You know, RCI is family.
That's
so
family.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So another amazing She Speaks, and of course, it was an honor to have Ms. Bibiana Mangal with us this morning. So until next Tuesday, when we'll have another amazing woman up in here, we'll be getting into her world. I mean, it's so nice of them to let us into their world. I know, right? Thankfully, I'm nice. I'm not going to pry too much.
You're amazing.
I'm not going to pry too much. So it's amazing. Thank you guys again. And thank you to our sponsors, the GK Insurances, the agents here in St. Lucia, EC Global Insurance Agency.